Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
Money talks.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Isn't this guy supposed to be a millionaire?
Just follow the money.
You know who's following the money for us and for our co-producer WNYC and the politics website itsafreecountry.org? Anna Sale. She is on the case. So if you have questions about where money is, Anna is the person to ask. Right, Anna?
That's right.
All right. And you you have a question for our listeners.
Yeah. Well, what we're doing is the campaign finance landscape is so different this presidential year. Yeah. We've heard about it throughout the whole primary election, but now we're sort of resetting for the general election. So we thought, let's make sure we have all of our terms defined, all the questions answered. So to start this sort of occasional series on campaign finance, we want to make sure you know what is a super PAC. What are the rules? What gets disclosed? What doesn't get disclosed? What are you wondering about? So all those questions you've had as we've learned the names of super PAC donors, the names of the super PACs, call in and we'll answer all your questions.
All right. Anna Sale is on the case for you, and you can send your questions in any number of ways. You can text them in. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post your comment at thetakeaway.org, and Anna has your answers for you. But we want to talk about the recent fundraising numbers that came out in May. It was the first full month of fundraising for Mitt Romney as the GOP nominee. And the Romney campaign and the RNC raised $76 million, a little more than $76 million, while Obama and the Democrats raised $60 million. What does that mean, if anything? Anna is with us, and also Dave Leventhal, political influence reporter for Politico. Okay, well, first of all, you know, I really hesitate to make too much out of 1 month's worth of fundraising, but what kind of implications does this have for the Obama campaign?
Well, certainly in the Obama campaign, they're not feeling real great about this because, of course, they have been the leaders in this regard for months and months and months, having had the opportunity and the joy of running unopposed without a Republican nominee, watching the Republicans battle it out. But, you know, this is not all that surprising in the sense that Mitt Romney finally is the nominee, the presumptive nominee. He does not have Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich beating up on him, and he can train the full firepower of his operation now in Barack Obama. That got a lot of people excited. That got people off their couches, writing checks, swiping their credit cards, going online. And a similar thing really happened with John Kerry, if you go back 8 years, running against George W. Bush. So the Obama campaign came out with an email yesterday and said, we're not surprised. This is just more or less a speed bump. We will see going forward, though. Barack Obama is the most successful fundraiser in U.S. history. He needs to maintain that momentum, though, if he's going to have the kind of success that he wants in November.
And the one thing, Anna, that the Obama campaign is pointing to is the type of donors who give to Obama as opposed to Romney, right?
Exactly. One of the things that the Obama campaign wants to highlight is the small donors. Nearly two-thirds of Mitt Romney's contributors have given the $2,500 maximum as of the end of April, according to the Campaign Finance Institute. And the Obama campaign has raised 43%. 43% of its donors have given less than $200 compared to about 10% of Romney's donors through the end of April, according to the Campaign Finance Institute. So the Obama campaign wants to say, look, we have the small donors army. We've got the grassroots support. Mitt Romney has his small base of supporters. But again, you know, the numbers did take a little skip out of the step of the Obama campaign yesterday.
You know, Dave, Barack Obama spent $750 million on his campaign in 2008, and he and his campaign officials vehemently deny that they will spend $1 billion this time around. But it is a possibility, isn't it?
It certainly is. And they're, of course, going to downplay expectations and say, oh, well, you know, we had that great 2008, but, you know, history may not repeat itself. They're going to try as hard as they possibly can to not only reach that number, but exceed that number. And also, too, we have a brand new factor in super PACs this time around, and we can talk about that more in a second. But the Obama campaign, they're fundraising, crisscrossing the country at a level, at pace, or even beyond any other presidential candidate before. before. They're going to fundraisers with people of the likes of George Clooney and other Hollywood starlets. And I mean, they're really pulling out all the stops at this point in the game, knowing full well that from here all the way to November, they've got one heck of a fight on their hands. And by their own words, they say, this is hardly in the bag. It's not even anywhere close to being in the bag. We've got to stay on pace.
And that's David Leventhal of Politico. But Anna Sale, let's talk about super PACs right now. Are we seeing that people perhaps are not giving directly to a campaign or they're choosing to give their money to super PACs instead? How is this money shaking out?
Well, you know, when you look at super PACs versus campaign donations, the difference is the limits. There are no limits to super PAC donations. So, of course, Mitt Romney has had this edge in super PAC fundraising over the Obama campaigns, super PAC. We saw that during the primary. The Obama super PAC has not been able to raise nearly, you know, they've got about a tenth, a little less than a tenth of what Mitt Romney has been able to raise. And even after the primary campaign, Mitt Romney's super PAC still has more cash on hand than Barack Obama's super PAC. And they had all those ads during the primary campaign. So that is a place where Obama is vulnerable.
All right. So Dave Leventhal, is maybe the takeaway that we get from the recall election in Wisconsin about money? Is it in the end, I mean, you're the political influence reporter. Is it that money equals political influence and that the person who raises the most wins?
It certainly does equal influence. And hey, not in every case are you going to have a situation where the candidate with the most money or the most money on his or her side always wins. But the majority of the time, that does hold true. And for Barack Obama, he does have a bit of a problem on his hands in that he kind of casts himself as this great warrior against the influence of money in politics. He was out front literally admonishing the Supreme Court days after the Citizens United case in his State of the Union address as they sat in front of him. And not about 2 years later, there he is asking people to start donating to the super PAC, supporting him. So in some people's minds, there's a bit of a disconnect there, and this is a challenge that he has to overcome. Hey, the rules are what they are. He says, he needs to play by them, just like anyone would want him to, probably, but not everyone really wants him to. They want him to be that warrior, and he's not really being that warrior at this point in time during the election cycle.
Dave Leventhal is political influence reporter for Politico, and Anna Sale is with us, reporter for our co-producer WNYC's politics website, itsafreecountry.org. And Anna, you guys, you're going to be following the money for the next few months up until November. How do people send their questions in?
So you can call in to 8778-MY-TAKE.
Right.
Go to the website right now. There's a prompt. You can enter your questions, anything about what you don't understand, what gets disclosed, what doesn't.
Who paid for that ad you just saw on TV?
Exactly. Right. Get them all in. No dumb questions. We're going to talk about this together. It's complicated.
Thank you very much. Ann and Dave, thanks.